I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I'm joined by the lovely Jay Howard this week, star of Maths. I feel like I got really carried away in part one because I'm just such a fan of yourself and the show that I didn't ask any of the lovely questions that my producer has wrote down for us. So just because I feel like she works really hard on them, shall I ask you some of those?
Yeah, go for it.
Amazing. But then I will ask you some of my own in between as well, because I'm really excited.
Okay, so
I want to know, because when I first said, oh, to me, mum, I'm going on Geordie Shore, like nobody knew what it was. Jersey Shore was a bit of a thing. I had no real job. I was like selling shots in bars, working in call centers. Like I was just hating my life a bit, you know? And she was like, well, what have you got to lose? You know, she was relatively supportive. I mean, that changed somewhat when the show started to come out. It was a very tempestuous 5 years between myself and my mum. But of course, what you signed up to is very different. It's reality TV. But the idea of sort of like marrying a virtual stranger to some people must just sound crackers. How did your family and your friends react?
So my mum was very sceptical at first. Like I told her, I said, right, got something to tell you. I said, you're probably not going to be happy about it, but it is what it is. I'm doing it anyway.
Fucking ship sailed, man. Ship sailed.
Literally, fucking face drops. No, you're fucking not. And I went, I am. And then she like sat on it and stewed on it a little bit. And she was like, do you know what? Actually, it might sort you out. She was like, you're in your 30s now, you're 31 and you need to sort your shit out. And I was like, nice one. Thank you for your support, grand. So she was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. She was like, I'm not coming to the wedding, though, because I don't want to be on telly, she said, and which is understandable.
Yeah.
And she went, my mum's very much a home bird, like, so she won't go on holiday. She won't, you know, she won't go and venture out. Like, she likes her four walls and she's happy. And I was like, you're coming to the wedding? She went, where is it? I said, like, down London in Essex somewhere. She went, am I shite? I'll watch it on telly. I went, all right, no worries. So it's not like she didn't want to support me. She did, but she was just like, ah, watch it on telly. It's fine.
Mate, honestly, I swear, like, I relate so much. So, like, obviously, I'm from fucking dead normal, nice place in Newcastle. Yeah. And, like, my sister's dreams are just dead different to mine. Like, I've always wanted to, like, do different things and go different places and see the world. And I'm dead excited by everything, you know? Laura wants a nice family and a good job and like a little house. She just want. So when I went to the jungle, I've told this story loads, I'm not boring everybody's tits off, but when I went to the jungle, you get like two places for your friends and family. And I was like, right, I want me mum and me sister to come. And me mum was like, fucking literally like already buying a mosquito spray. She was like, she was like, had it weird. And me sister was like, oh, fuck off, Vicky. She was like, no way. She was like, so what'll happen? Like, I'll have to get on a 24-hour flight and then what? They'll stick a camera in me face on the other side. She was like, no, thank you. I was like, but like, I'm going to do, I'm Celebrity Get Me Out here, Laura. She was like, oh, Vicky, just take me, Marshall, love her. She was like, I'll do your Instagram. She ran me Instagram for us, and she's so funny, Laura J. She's classy. You'd love her. Like, she was great at that, but she never, like, sometimes people don't know I've got a sister, you know, because, and especially until She had Maeve, and now Maeve's on the Instagram quite a lot, a little girl. They weren't aware because she's not interested. So I totally get that from her.
Yeah, my mum just not interested at all. Like, she's a very anxious person anyway. Like, my mum's always been a bit of a loner, if you will.
All right.
She likes her own space. Like, you know, she likes
what she likes, mate.
She sticks to her comfort zone, and that's just the way that she is. And if you try and push her out of her comfort zone, she gets really anxious about it, and you know, the anxiety will start kicking in and stuff. But she were happy, and I went, listen, I don't like blame you at all. Like, I'm not offended that you as long as Katie comes, because obviously I've only got a small family anyway. It's literally my mum and my sister.
Close to Katie, right?
Yeah, really, really close to Kate. We used to scrap all the time when we were kids, but, you know, it's standard, like, chuck chairs at each other and stuff, and, like, pull each other around with the rear, and, yeah, proper scrapping when we were teenagers.
Mate, I swear to God, one time, right, we got bought one of them, like, plug-in dance mats for the TV, me and Laura. And, like, I was honest, and I wouldn't let her have a go, and I was doing all my moves and that. And, Laura was like, let's have a go, and I was like, no, I'm fucking honest. And she was like, let us have a go, and honestly... fucking kicked off, right? And she was like swinging us around by my hair and that. And like, I've always been smaller than Laura. Apparently, my ma come running in to try and stop it, and my dad held her back and was like, "No, don't you get involved, Carol." So I just got absolutely chinned off my sister out of the dance mat.
That's what me and Katie were like all the time. Like, it's so bad. I've got so many stories of me and Katie scrapping. It's not great, but you know.
But then you go through that, and then he's become like these wicked best friends.
And we are really, really close now. And the friendship, that like the relationship that I've got with her is amazing. And I couldn't ask for anything better. But because obviously there's only my mum and Katie, like my friends, like my best friends who were at my wedding, I treat them like as they are family to me. It's not just...
Yeah, sure.
Because I've known them, like, since I was, like, 11, 12. Like, you know, you're talking, like, over 15 years now. It's, like, nearly 20 years of friendship.
Yeah, honestly, so many parallels, Jay. I'm a little bit older than you, but my pals are the same. I've got fucking 13 bridesmaids, mate, because I couldn't choose.
Yeah. I don't blame you. But like that, right...
However, I love you all.
Yeah, I love all of you. It's fine. Right. Okay.
But then, so, right, your mum's supportive as much as you can be in her own way, you know.
Yeah.
Your sister, being as close to you as she was, like, it must have been really amazing for her to see that instant connection that you and Luke had.
Yeah. I mean, at first, she did get really, she did get worked up about it because... Obviously, she's seen, and so is my closest friends. Like, they've all seen, like, struggles that I've had in the past and, you know, things with men, if you will. And it was just, because it was such a big thing, obviously, I've never met him before.
Yeah.
And it was the initial thought of, if he turns around now and his face drops and he's really disappointed at what he sees, then I will be absolutely, I'll be gutted, and it'll probably, that will break me, probably. And I'll just turn around and I'll just pull the plug and there's no way that I'll be able to do it.
Was that your biggest fear, Jay? I'm not going to like him. It was more...
No, it was like all... Me. Yeah, it was all... I didn't... Do you know what, Vicky? I didn't even think about if I didn't like him up until, like, after I met him, if that makes sense. Like, my fear was the whole way through of, what if he doesn't like me? And then all my friends were like, Jay, you keep saying this, but what if you don't like him? And I was like, didn't really think about that. But, you know, it's
mad, isn't it? What, like, consumes you? Because you're gorgeous and so funny and so, like larger than life personality, mate. Like, if I fucking walked down the aisle and seen you, it'd be the other way around, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we're both women. I don't know which way it would be. But if you were at the aisle, if you were in an aisle for me, I'd be over the moon, mate. I hope this experience has gave you more confidence, lass. I reckon Luke is...
Do you know what? It really has. It really, really has. And Luke, you know, I wouldn't say anything bad about him. I know that it's not worked out between me and him now, but I am very grateful for what he's done for me and the confidence boost that he's given me, you know, throughout the process, because we were really close and we were a really strong team. It's just unfortunate that the miscommunication, you know, it didn't go down the way that we both planned. But looking back on reflection now, it's like, I don't know, because of, not just because of the distance, and I'm not saying that it's an excuse because, you know, it is what it is now, but there's a lot that we've both learned from each other, I think. Yeah. And it's just one of them, like, not every relationship works out. But we are still friends, and I do still, like, you know, checking on him every now and again. It's not like we're not on bad terms. But yeah, I wish him all the best, and I hope that he finds, you know, what he's looking for.
I feel like that's like a very measured, very grown up, mature, diplomatic answer, you know. And like you say, this experience, like this experiment, it's mad and extreme mental. And everything, but like it's no different. Obviously, I know there's the big marriage at the start, which I just found out recently isn't legally binding.
Legally binding. No, it's not. I think in previous seasons it used to be. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But obviously, you've got to think like how much money it puts into, you know, legal binding marriages. Yeah. And then if it doesn't work out because it's an experiment, can you imagine? And then if somebody was like, just off the cuff, if somebody was really rich or whatever and they got everything that they wanted, and like, I don't want to get divorced even though that I don't like it because I want to take, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all that legal stuff, and yeah, it's not, it's probably best that it's not legally binding.
Yeah. No, I didn't think of all the ramifications. I just believed everything I saw on the telly. so gullible. But no, it is good though. And if you take that out of it, mate, like the experiment's not that different to fucking what people are doing all the time. Like we're just going out on the lash, hoping to catch somebody's eye, hoping someone catches our eye. We're meeting people online, we're chatting, we're swapping information. We're putting, like, you, I'm assuming, told, like, you know, the people, like, oh, I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. I mean, that's all we do when we put our little filters in online. Like, it's exactly the same. So for some people, it isn't going to work. And for some people, it is.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so happy that you're happy. But there was a part of me that was disappointed you and Luke didn't work out, because for a real good period of time there, mate, I thought, fucking hell, these are the real deal.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know what? When we were in there, we were. And I couldn't have asked for any, like, obviously you have your little niggles and stuff, and, you know, we disagreed on things, and just like any other relationship. But at the end of the day, it was an experiment. And then obviously, and because you're in that bubble and it's not like normal life, if you will, like a week in there felt like a month because you're in each other's pockets 24/7.
Yeah. It's a pressure cooker.
It is a pressure cooker. And like we were just going with the flow. And then as the weeks went on, as people saw, like we were worried about the distance and we kind of put pressure on ourselves, like, well, how is it going to work when we come out of the experiment and you live up there and I live down here and I don't want to move, but you don't want to move either? And it's just like there were too much that we put on ourselves at one point. And then when Mel said to us, just, you know, don't think about it, just let it go and go with the flow, that's when we started getting, like, you know, plain sailing. And we were really, really good. It's just, it is just sad that it's just not worked out the way that I would have hoped. But, it is what it is at the end of the day. There's nothing that I can do to change it now. You know, we've been through, you know, there's a lot of time that's passed. And we're both different people now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Is there any part of you that has took, like, is walking away from this and thinking, I wish Summick was different? Like, anything, mate, like, in terms of friendships you made, in terms of, like,
yeah,
ways you acted, in terms of the, don't even just mean you and Luke, you know, like, anything at all.
I mean, the people that I've met along the way has been amazing. Like, I still speak to, you know, Roz, Tasha and Ella, like, naming off every day, we still speak. I'd class them as like family to me now, because the bond that we've got, like, we just all clicked. And you know, like, the rest of the cast as well, I do speak to them, but obviously we don't speak on a regular basis, not as much. And I am very grateful for, you know, the friendships and the bonds that I have created in there. You know, if looking back on reflection, if there were anything that I wouldn't change anything necessarily, but I'm thinking, like, everything that I'm just me. Like, I don't regret anything that I've said or what I've done, or, you know, it is, like I said, I'm a big believer of everything happens for a reason, and it is what it is at the end of the day. I mean, at first I were a bit hung up about the me and Luke situation.
Understandably, mate.
And I was really hurt by it, as everybody saw. But, you know, I've looked back on it now and I'm like, it was probably for the best, because I've changed as a person now. I've, you know, learned to love myself, whereas before I couldn't say that. And, you know, I'm really happy, and I'm just cracking on with life now, and just, you know, just dealing with each day as it comes. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, you can say, honestly, mate, you seem like super at peace and really grateful for everything it's brought you. And it, like, honestly, Jay, you came across great, mate. Like,
oh, thanks.
Just somebody I wanted to be pals with. And I know from, like, seeing the stuff online and chatting to me, mates, like, that was a real general consensus. It does feel like there was one particular instance that marred your experience.
Jay, I've got to ask, what on earth went on with Luke and Jordan? Does it not... Are you not cringing now?
Oh, honestly, don't even get me started. I just think, like, so the whole situation of me, it was the whole conversation of, like, how Luke has said what he said. And he comes out with shit analogies. He's a man at the end of the day. He thinks that he's getting himself out of the hole. He's making it fucking deeper. Do you know what I mean? Right? And it's like, stop talking. Just stop talking. But then Jordan,
he's one of them, though, babe. Like, look, he's one of them. Like, I know loads of fellas from Essex and around here, and I just feel like they're going and talking, and I'm like, stop it. Just stop talking.
Just inside voices, please.
Oh, I know exactly how you must have felt. Go on.
Yeah. Or sometimes that you'd be saying his, he'd say, like, his opinions, and I'd be there on the table squeezing his knee, like, shut the fuck up. But do you know, like, as you do,
yeah,
your partner, like, ah, shut up now.
Oh, Erkan can't help himself, babe. Like, he, especially if he's had a drink, he just, like,
just one lets of me, it go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've got a pal, she's absolutely wicked, but she's like always got like a different bloke she's like in love with and obsessed with. And she'd be like, oh my god, I can't wait for you to meet him, we'll have to double date. And Erkan's like, I'm not fucking double dating with another one of your fellas. And like, he says it, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You're like, what? I'm just being honest.
Yeah, but, he is.
Yeah, so, I know.
It's like, I really like the last one, and then I don't get to see him anymore. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. I mean, there's like honesty there, and then there's sometimes where you just think, right, some things are better left unsaid, mate. Maybe we should just, like, just stop talking.
Honesty, and then there's just a complete lack of male tact. And I think that's like, they do, some of them have it. So go on. So,
So the whole Luke and Jordan situation, Jordan can't keep his mouth shut. He's just as bad, if not worse. Because, like, you know, I'll be honest, I'm not a massive fan of Jordan. I just think that he gets involved in everybody's business when there's no need to. But a lot of people thought that about Luke as well. And at the time, I felt like on that particular dinner party, when Luke wasn't there and he wasn't there to back himself up, mm-hmm. obviously, I wasn't there at the boys' day. So I'm having different, you know,
versions
of the story coming to me. And it's like, right, well, he's definitely said that you're a walkover, pushover, whatever it were, and changed it to, well, if I can, from getting a girl's number, then I would to, if you were to get away with robbing a bank, lads, would you do it? And it's like, yeah. So then I was like, right, so another shit analogy's come out instead. So does this guy think that I'm just, he can just take the pith out of me and then just walk all over me? Because I'm not about that. I'm just not a toxic person. So obviously, Jordan, and it was Peggy and George as well, like George got involved within that conversation at the time. And I felt like all four of them were jumping on me, if you will. I felt like a feed them to the lions kind of thing, like I'm the prey and everybody jump on me.
Did you get the impression at any point that because you and Luke had appeared like such a strong couple up until then, people were potentially enjoying it a little bit?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, like you said, some people might have thought that it were competition. Who's the best couple in there? And people might have thought that Jay and Luke are up there. Let's fuck them up. Do you know what I mean?
Which is mad, because there's no prizes at the end.
No, and they're like, but at the end of the day, some people have different, and I'm just going to say it, but some people have different narratives in there. And, you know, if they think that it's going to make good telly, then they'll do it. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's just, I'm just going to leave it at that. But
enough said.
Enough said. Like, I don't have anything against them now. Like, you know, I think that what the boys are doing now, I think they're just taking it way out of proportion. And I don't think that it's necessary. But that's my opinion. I think you just got to let it lie now.
Gee, are they actually going to have a fight?
Yeah.
But we're big grown up people.
I know. In our 30s.
Have you like tried to pull Luke to one side and be like, mate, I was married to you, spent some time with you, think you're really nice, you're acting like a bit of a knob? Because honestly, if this was my irk, I'd be so upset. Like, even when all the YouTubers keep fighting, I'm like, lads, can we just stop?
Can we all just not? Like, no, can we just not?
Giving us anxiety, and their videos, their videos keep popping up on like me, like explore page or whatever it is on Instagram. Yeah. I can't watch it.
And I'm thinking to myself, bloody hell, lads, if it weren't for me and my feelings that were in the middle of this, you wouldn't even be having this fucking fight. But each to their own, if you two want to do it.
You don't say you're fucking throwing your toys out the pram, Jay.
No, I might get involved, mate. You'll jump in ring or knock both of your heads together, shall I?
Be the ring girl.
Absolutely not. I'm not embarrassing myself.
Excuse me. 2024, we're being confident this year, Jay. Come on.
Being confident.
Very confident, fucking lush. I got it. You mentioned earlier that, you know, it's your first real furore into the world of TV.
Yeah.
That sort of space. But what I found really illuminating when the show came out was people instantly sort of doing their research and finding out that actually a big number of the cast had done quite a lot of reality TV before.
Yeah, and I didn't know that, right? Yeah. So when everybody else is like, oh, this person's been on telly, that person's been on telly, I'm like, oh, never said that. And it were like a bit shocking.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's not like they're like Raylan and Sheridan Smith. They weren't hugely famous
faces. But it were still shocking. Like, oh, right, you've not told it before, but you've not said anything. Weird that, but hey ho.
Odd flex.
No, that weird.
Do you think, some people are not naming any names, there's no need to. Did you ever get the feeling some people who were there for the wrong reasons?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. But obviously, I'm not going to name any names, but that's my opinion. Which is fair enough. I mean, I know what I went in there for. I went in for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I've brought my walls down a little bit too much. But if I weren't vulnerable, then I wouldn't have...
You wouldn't have given everything.
It wouldn't have worked if I weren't vulnerable. And that was my downfall, being, like, so guarded. I keep my guard up all the time in any situation, whether if that's friendships or whatever, because I start my trust levels are at the bottom and you've got to earn my trust for me to bring the walls down. Which in the past is not, I've kind of sabotaged myself by not bringing my walls down, if that makes sense.
But letting people in.
I'm not letting people in, yeah. So I think that's why I was so heavily invested, because Paul said to me at one commitment ceremony, he said, Jay, you've got to bring your walls down because it's not going to work if you don't.
If you want a different outcome, you've got to try something different. Yeah. That's what they say, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. And I did.
I love Paul.
Yeah. Do you know what? He's amazing. He really is. Yeah. I just
love them all.
Yeah. All of them. Yeah. Paul, Mel, and Charlene. Everybody. Every single one of them are just, they're
so
ace.
Good. They're good.
They're ace. And, you know, if you ask them anything, they'd be there for you. Yeah. Even now, if I were to ask them, you know, anything in terms of relationship advice, they'd message me back and be like, right, give me the best advice that they can. And they're just very wise people. They know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
And they're just very honest. And I don't just smart. Like, I'm obsessed with all of them. They're fantastic.
Yeah. They tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, which is great.
Yeah. Which is very rare.
Yeah.
Based on the timeline you sort of told me earlier, mate, people will be balls deep in this in the next series.
Yeah.
And if anybody's listening who is, you know, about to embark on the next series of apps, I wondered if you had any advice.
Advice for the people that are going on. Take each day as it comes. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it. I know that sometimes it might get a little bit hard and you might be rethinking things at some points, but it gets better. And just make sure that you're being your complete self, 100% your authentic self. Don't go in there with a game plan, because it's not gonna benefit you in any way, shape, or form. Just enjoy it and bring your walls down, be vulnerable, and let people see the real you.
Do you know what, mate? It's like such a beautiful sentiment. And you did go in there, no matter how hard it was for you initially, and sort of bare your soul and be really vulnerable and show your authentic self. You're a disability advocate as well. And I wondered if, like, how you feel about, because I think maths does really well paving the way for representation. And I wondered if you agreed or if I'm potentially being slightly naive.
No, do you know what? They're so accepting. And like I said, you know, the crew, the whole production, they do look after you. In my experience, I can't say for anybody else's experience, but with my experience, they've looked after me. And, you know, put my mind at ease. And, like, I remember being on the hen do, because that was the first time that it was, like, full production, you know, up cameras and everything. And then meeting these girls for the first time, and I felt really insecure. And I thought I were a big personality. These girls, there's some big personalities in here.
It always shocks you, doesn't it, Jay? Like, I always think I'm a big personality, and then I go and film something and I think, fucking hell, you're a mouse compared to some of the people out there, you know?
And that's what I felt like. I felt like I were a complete, utter insect. That I was like, I didn't feel like I were, you know, I didn't feel like I belonged there. Like, I was in the wrong place, if you will. But, you know, the production and crew and everyone, and, you know, welfare are brilliant. They look after you and they put your mind at ease, and, you know, you've all got your own stories to tell, and, you know, everybody deserves to be there as much as the other. Yeah. There's no, you know, everybody's equal at the end of the day, and that's what they treat you as, from my experience anyway.
Yeah. And I just feel like in terms of, we're promised more inclusivity and representation year after year on various different reality shows. And I do know that people feel disappointed, but it feels like maths, like telling, you know, I had Adrian and Tom on, telling their story, telling Ella's story.
Ella related, really, like, obviously it's not the same thing, but we understood each other with our feelings and the whole acceptance thing and being accepted and, you know, the whole feeling abandoned and not being wanted. Like, we bonded on that because obviously we can relate to each other with those with those feelings. And I completely got where she was coming from when she used to get really upset. And like I said, you know, both of our journeys, I think Ella will agree, like, we've been looked after and we have been more confident coming out of this. And it's given us, like, the kind of boost that we need, that we are good people. And, you know, if we can do anything to help our community, if you will, then by all means, I'll be happy. If I make somebody else smile, or if I can, you know, help someone who's in my position with the confidence, then that's all I want.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that.
Like, when you put it like that, mate, if you think what you and Ella gained from this experiment, like, not only is it, like, a sense of self, confidence, newfound friends, the knowledge that actually, like, when presented to the en masse general public, they fucking think you're great.
Yeah.
Fellas fancying you, fellas, like, yeah, I know that's not the be all and end all, but it is nice sometimes. Like,
it is nice sometimes. Yeah.
It is nice sometimes. All right. They've got their uses. But if you imagine, you've come out with all that, like, it's no wonder you're feeling good and feeling confident. I know when we're saying we're not doing fucking, like, New Year's resolutions and that, but 2024 is going to be your year, you know.
Well, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. I'm grateful for everything that I've, you know, that's happened. You know, all the people's messages that they've sent over to me, like, telling me the stories and things, like, they're my favourite messages of, you know, individuals that have got missing limbs, or not even missing limbs, just any disability, and telling me the stories. Like, I love listening to, you know, what other people have been through and, you know, relating to it. And if there is anything that I can do to help, then by all means I will, because that's what I enjoy, making other people happy. Yeah. I get more fulfillment out of making other people happy, or giving any term of, not advice, but anything that they can relate to. You know, I'm happy sharing my experiences. Like I said, I'm very much so as an open book. And I want to get rid of the stigma of when you've got a disability, you're kind of pushed into a box in a corner, and everybody automatically thinks, oh, you can't do certain things or whatever. Or I want people to ask the awkward questions that nobody would dare ask because they think that they're going to offend you. I'm not going to be offended, mate. Ask whatever you want. Like, fire away. I had I did a speech the other week in London, and I said that, and, like, some people, you know, they were a bit reluctant and asking some questions, but once I said it, I think everyone, like, kind of
relaxed a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I had one message a couple of weeks ago saying, like, I hope you don't find this offensive, but I'm just double checking, like, I'm really curious, do you get your nails off price? And I'm like, good question. I'm like, yeah, good question, but I actually do. So if you didn't ask, then you would never know, would you, mate? So
do you know,
like, just a question.
Every cloud, yeah. Every cloud's got a silver lining.
That's a silver lining. I knew what we'll put on this earth for one thing.
Cheap fucking acrylics. Get rid.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's what it means.
But then, no, but I think you being really honest and really open about this and, like, accepting and just very fucking kick-ass, you know? Like, you're showing other people, you know, who have, like, missing limbs or disabilities or whatever you're showing them that they're absolutely capable to do whatever it is they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously we're not, I mean, I see myself as the same as everybody else. You know what I mean? I always have. Like, ever since a little girl, like, my mum used to make me wear a prosthetic constantly. And I used to be like, no, I'm not wearing it. She used to get really wound up with me. Like, especially, like, if I were at school. But as soon as she'd leave me to it, I'd take it off.
Why was it important for her that you wore it? Was it expensive? I feel like it'd be really
expensive. No, it weren't the fact of it being expensive. Like, even now, people that are around me, like my best friends and my sister and my mum, they'll notice people stirring. I never did, like, because I'm in my own little bubble. And as a kid, I was like, just used to run off riot. And then people used to comment and stuff to me mum and things when I were a child, and it was unheard of back then. So she got really, she found it hard when I was a kid, and she just didn't want me to, get bullied more than what, you know, she knew that things were going to be said and, you know, whatever, but she didn't want it to be a problem. So yeah, she did. She did make me wear it all the time when I were a kid. But as soon as she'd leave, I'd take it off anyway, and kids would be like, they wouldn't be bothered.
What's the crack with it, Jay? Because I've noticed you're very confident without it on now, which is incredible. Are they uncomfortable? Do you prefer to just have like your arm as it is
I
now?
I prefer not to wear it. I mean, some other individuals with missing limbs prefer to wear it, depending on what they can do with it. I just found it was more hassle than what it was worth for me. Like, I found it I was very restricted on what I could hold, what I could do, do you know, if I wore the prosthetic. And I mean, I know there's different prosthetics out there now. There's like bionic arms that you can get now, which like moves every single finger, which I find absolutely fucking mental.
Would you want to do an upgrade if you could get something snazzy like that?
You know what? If they offered it me and they said, do you want to give it a go? I think because of my age now, I've been used to it, not wearing it for like 15 years. Do you know what I mean? So it'd be like trying to
relearn
how to ride a bike. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's quite hard.
Yeah, really, really hard. And I think I just find it a bit weird, and everybody now, like all my friends and stuff, like, take your arm off, because I'd take, you know, put it on just for crack. I'm like, oh, found it. It's been up top of wardrobe full of dust. I'm like, let's just put it back on. Let's see what it looks like. And like, take it off. It's not you. It's weird. Take it off. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so, but then this is you, Jay, and it's like so beautiful that you are so accepting in your authenticity, because when you are like that, you encourage other people to do the same. And when I said when I said I was having you on the podcast, like, I got loads of lovely messages from people being like, just not a question, just want to tell her thank you.
Oh,
I'll get off thinking about it, mate.
No, because it upsets me. Like, it really, really upsets me, because the people, I've been sat there in floods of tears, like, you don't understand how many people you're going to be helping, Jay.
What?
It's so nice to watch somebody as confident as you be on telly and be like, you know, this is who we are. And they said you do such a good representation. Oh, Vicky, don't, because you're going to make me cry.
Honestly, I'm such a fanny, but like you say, like, you know, you went on this show and you didn't quite leave with a husband or whatever, but fucking trust me, as someone who has a living fiancé, the feeling of, like, knowing yourself and helping others is probably far fucking better, Jay. Like, you're just really impressive and I'm inspired by you, so I got a bit upset. Sorry about
that. Oh, thanks. Well, you've got me upset now, because that, like, actually, like, it, you know, it's just really nice to know that I've helped people.
Oh, mate, honestly, no, I'm sorry. I'm really glad now. Yeah, I'll stop.
No, but it is all that. And the amount of messages that I get and stuff. And I'm so grateful that everybody's been so nice to me, because I was ready for the shit. I'll be honest, I was ready for the trolling. I was like, right, I'm going to get a lot of abuse, mate. And I'm ready for it. And do you know what? I haven't had one person be abusive to me. And it's been, you know, it's been so nice. And people can be people can be kind.
Yeah. And that's sometimes in this day and age, that's the even more shocking thing, isn't
it? Yeah, literally. And I'm like waiting for the shit. And I'm like, right, when's all the messages coming in? I'm ready for you. Come on, troll me. Do your worst. I'm like, not that I've been dealing with it for the rest of my fucking life. What else have you got from there? I've heard it all. Yeah, I've heard it all. But, like, because I've had the complete opposite, and people are like, especially mothers with children and stuff, I'm like, oh my God, I know that my kid's going to be okay now because I've watched you. And if you can do it, my kid can do it.
That would, you know what I mean? Yeah, that would really get me.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, honestly, you're just so beautiful inside and out. And like, hope you know the gravity of like your representation, your strength, your visibility, everything, mate. You're a fucking inspiration. I'm really proud of you. I'll change the subject.
Oh, thank you.
I just feel like we're going to cry
for
the
rest. I feel like I want to give you a hug.
I will definitely see you soon and we'll have a hug. But lastly, oh gosh, ending on such a morose note with we're both sobbing. I really just wanted to know what your secret was to feeling seen.
The secret? Do you know what? I don't really have a secret. It's just I know who I am. I've had a lot of experience in my life and I've dealt with a lot, like a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and I've learned a lot from other people. But just pushing myself out of my comfort zone Not much, but like little by little every day. Or, you know, it could be like when I was a kid, right, take your arm off, see how people think about it. That'd be a big thing. Obviously, as time has gone on, I just know who I am as a person. And if people have got a problem with that, then that's their problem. They're not the ones that are having to live with it. I'm the one that has to live with it. As long as I'm happy within myself and I've learned to love myself, which has taken me a long time, yeah, but I do now, then you'll be all right. If you've got a good support network around you, if you've got good family, good friends, people that are accept you, fuck everybody else. Doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. As long as you're happy, then that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So and just be you and live like what feels.
Just be you, yeah, and just be happy. Just be happy with, accept yourself. Because if you don't accept yourself, then who else can you expect to accept you?
Just really good advice, Jay, for everybody, you know? I feel like I could talk to you for hours, mate. You're a very nice person.
So you, Vicky.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, mate. You know what? I really wish you the very best of luck for 2024. What do you reckon is on the cards? Do you think we're going to be like single as a Pringle looking for a man? Or we're going to be using the platform to raise more awareness? I just need to know what's next.
I mean, I would love to meet someone. I am 32 now and I would, you know, everything that I've ever wanted was to settle down and have a family. And
that's about how old I was when I met her, can you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at that age now. And, you know, like, I feel like I'm putting pressure on myself now because all my friends and like, they're at that age now where they're like on the second kids or they're married and I'm sat here, little old me, on my own, back at home with my mum. Do you know what I mean? And I feel
don't
like...
worry, me. Give it a couple more years, they'll all be getting divorced. That's what's happened with my partner.
I mean, yeah, it's just... And especially, like, I think when you get to your 30s as well as a woman... And you feel like you're a bit behind everyone. You kind of put pressure on yourself and it does get upsetting. Like, you do feel lonely and you feel like, am I ever going to meet the one?
Yeah.
I'm sure that I will. I'm just going to take it, with the flaw. You say as it comes.
That's
lads,
it.
If you need someone to have good banter with and good food, hit me up.
2024, man. We're just going with the flow. It's going to be great.
We're just going with flow. It'd be great.
Wonderful. It's going to be
great. And I do want to create more awareness from the platform, yeah. And I do want to help as much as I possibly can.
Sure you will, mate. I'm sure you're going to do very great things.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, guys, that was the incredible Jay Howard of Maths Fame. Although I'm sure that is not the last we'll save her. I loved that episode. I thought she was funny and inspirational and I just found it all really interesting. If you're loving listening to Vicky Patterson The Secret too, then please do all of the podcasty things and tell your mates and leave a review and tell someone who you think might like it. And as well, don't forget, we have also now, under the same umbrella, got The Secret to Us, mine and Irk's podcasts, in which we talk about the trials and tribulations of fun, wedding, living together and raising two very naughty Labradors. There are plenty lols and a couple little spicy moments too. They're all available wherever you get your podcasts. Have a really great week, guys. You deserve it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.